tubbed up rice.
I've had a right enough of you and your Dawsons.
Oh, she sells seashells down at the Michael Barrymore.
I'm so sorry, Rob.
I parked it up the Khyber Pass!
Liberace!
Can you Adam and Eve it with Rob Bollocks?
Rob Bollocks, morning to you, good morning to you.
Never gets old, that, does it?
Never, ever gets old. I can play it all day long. I'd love it every second.
Yeah, it's funny, I've actually got that tune on my phone and I was listening to it this morning and I was waiting for them bits to kick in and they didn't. I was quite disappointed, really.
No. Hey, so Rob.
Yeah.
Well, where are we at this week? What's going on in this unusual world we live in?
Well, before I get into it, I just want to have a little moan off, really. Something happened this morning at Britomart that sort of slightly annoyed me. Train pulls in at Britomart. I'm in a good mood. I'm coming up here to spend time with you and Sarah, which I love.
Lovely, too. We're really looking forward to seeing you as well.
And I look up and there's these two big screens where the stairs go up. And there's two big pictures of Mrs. Brown is back in Auckland.
What?
I know. I just wanted to shoot it. I'm going to phone up Britomart and complain. It's a horrible thing to see. It made me angry. Oh.
Well, sometimes institutions have to accept advertisements that that they find a little bit outside of their worldview, but due to financial pressures, sometimes it just has to happen.
Yeah, well, it's rubbish. Anyway, that's that. Okay, I'm going to be talking about pyramids again.
All right. Good. Let's go.
Okay. More than 4,000 years ago.
Standing by, Rob.
More than 4,000 years ago, builders carved out an entire surface of a natural pyramid-shaped promontory, which is a point of high land that juts out into the sea on the Greek island of Domestos.
Domestos. Now,
no,
the Greeks,
it's
of course.
Not Domestos. I made that up.
Okay.
Domestos is cleaning fluid. It's like bleach, but it sounds like it should be a Greek island. It was actually the Greek island of Keros.
Keros.
But Domestos sounds good, doesn't it?
Well, kerosene.
Do you reckon that's where it comes from?
Perhaps, Rob.
Okay. What they did was they shaped it into terraces, covered it with approximately 1,000 tonnes of imported gleaming white stone to give the appearance of a giant step pyramid. Right, this is like 4,500 years ago.
How's that sitting in the timeline of pyramids? That's quite a long time, isn't it?
Yeah.
Quite a long time, yeah.
But beneath the surface of the terraces lay undiscovered feats of engineering and craftsmanship to rival the structure's impressive exterior. Now, archaeologists from three different countries involved in an ongoing excavation have found evidence of drainage tunnels constructed 1,000 years before the famous indoor plumbing of the Minoan Palace of Knossos on Crete, which comes from the Bronze Age, which is supposedly Europe's oldest city.
See, this is interesting, isn't it? So this is a good working sewage system, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, and guttering and the like.
Yeah, yeah.
And a rainwater control there.
Now, it's a tiny little island, and because of sea levels, there's another island attached to it. And in the 3rd millennium BC, Keros was a major sanctuary. Where
so 1,000 years after it was built?
Yeah.
Keros. Oh, no, hang on. You said it was... So this is before it was built? 4,000 years ago is 2,000 BC.
Oh, what's a millennium? Then 3rd millennium BC. What does that mean?
3,000. That means 5,000 years ago.
What, three
before and then two after.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I confused myself there.
Oh, what, five?
It's a major sanctuary where complex rituals took place, apparently. Earlier excavations by the team from the University of Cambridge uncovered thousands of marble cycladic sculptures.
Quite hard to carve marble, you know.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
You can eat away with it with lemon juice and that, can't you?
They've got rituals to attend.
Yeah.
Obviously, you know, import. They've got this gleaming stone to import. Let alone filling it up with cyclic thingy juice.
Well, the stylized human figures which inspired Western artists, including Pablo Picasso. And they all appear to have been deliberately broken elsewhere and brought to the island for burial. Now, I don't know whether you've seen these figures.
What about if you've broken your sea monster chain? Would you be able to...
Oh, you can get that fixed.
Yeah. Okay.
You get that fixed. Most blacksmiths could have fixed that.
Yep.
But
blacksmiths.
You need a lot of Thor hammer.
Or a merman. You can see a merman about that.
But I don't know. Have you ever seen these figures?
I haven't seen them.
Well, my first impression was they
aliens.
They just look like the figures at Easter Island.
Oh, I'm just being shown. Yeah, no, I have seen those. Yeah. I think there's. I'm sure that there's some. Is it one of those that look like a museum?
I think there might be part of one.
Yeah.
They're amazing things. Yeah. They've got an alien-y sort of look to them.
Well, they have a very ergonomic look to them.
Yeah. They got a what?
Ergonomic. Yeah, they seem to look like they'd be very, very. The form's a very interesting form.
Yeah.
They look a bit like a Picasso, but 3D.
Well, exactly. That's what, yeah, because he stole that idea.
Did he?
Thief. Yeah. You're out of the room for that, but. See?
Yeah.
Can't be everywhere.
As well as constructing the settlement, it would have taken a huge communal effort, and that couldn't have been self-sufficient, so everything there would have had to have been imported.
Plus, everyone's, you know, they're pretty good, pretty well made. The craftsmanship's pretty top-notch, and they've got, like I say, they've got other things to do, like feed themselves,
well,
protect themselves against the weather.
The archaeologists have recently discovered two workshops full of metalwork like debris, a lead axe and a mould for copper daggers, and ceramic fragments from the mouth of the bellows and an intact clay oven.
So, where does that sit in the Greek timeline? Do we know?
Yeah.
No, but whereabouts? Like, we're talking.
That would be like Bronze Age, wouldn't it?
Bronze Age, right? Okay,
which is about 4,000 years ago.
Sure.
They've also discovered food traces like grapes, olives, figs, almonds, cereals, wheat, barley. Cocoa Pops, Corn Flakes, Muesli. I put that in there for a bit
good,
of a joke.
Yes, good. I was just thinking about... when you said that, I was just thinking about... Imagine what they'd find if they looked at us.
Yeah. which means everything would have been imported. Like, but while I was doing this, I've actually been looking at a lot of pyramid stuff and where they are, and I'd really like Maya to come in and explain it to me.
The author of the book, The Saman Pyramid.
Pyramids like are everywhere, apart from Egypt. I've written them down. Indonesia, Mexico, Sudan, South Africa, India, Vietnam, Italy, Peru, Thailand, Brazil, Russia, Cambodia, Bolivia.
Bosnia.
And pyramid. Oh, is there?
Yep.
Well, there you go.
Yep.
And pyramidal shaped pyramidal. Why do I put these words in? I don't confuse myself. Anyway, shaped structures in China and Samoa. And when you actually look at a pyramid, there's not much engineering to it. It was fantastic how they did it, but the engineering is quite simple. If you get a handful of sand, you want to try this, and you drop it in one position, it will actually end up as a conal shape.
Yeah. So why do they not make cones? Why do they make them? Why do they have them flat on certain flat sides? Or
well, I think because it was easy in them days. Because you don't need any, you don't need much. Well, you obviously do need skills, but there's not much engineering to it. Plus, they're not very good. There's a lot of waste of space there. They're not practical. You know what I mean?
I went to Whaley's recently. Good friends at Whaley's. Yeah. I love that shop and good folk there. And Barry Whaley, he'll serve people with a pyramid on his head.
Will he?
He believes in the power of the pyramid.
Yeah. But, I mean, obviously they used them for burial and other things and for storage and all that, but a lot of them are all...
Storage, like a container.
Yeah. It's got to be a pyramidal.
Oh, I've got to get the old storo. Get my arm.
But
bike. That's in storage.
Oh. I'd really like to talk more about this, but it confuses me because, say, they're everywhere. Why are they everywhere? Is it because they are easy thing to build? Is it as simple as that?
It's a good point. But why are they everywhere? Why did they not continue? Did they go out of fashion?
Well, yeah, because all of a sudden I think they got more into it on building skills.
But nothing else is. There's nothing else has lasted the distance.
Well, Sky Tower.
Sky Tower is fairly recent, Rob. You'd be amazed to find. Yeah, we're actually. We walked past there just yesterday and noticed some of the building materials still quite recent.
Yeah.
Concrete.
Yeah.
Steel and the like, you know.
But it's a fascinating subject to me. I just can't stop reading about it.
There's definitely something going on with pyramids that someone out there is going, listening to this going, I know what it is. So feel free to send us the details there. But there's definitely something going on with pyramids. And you know, even the bit that they found in the the pyramids in Giza recently with that tunnel which they could only find by using or a chamber that they could only find by using
I'll tell you something else as well. Well, I found out the other day, when you go through them tunnels, they're complete darkness, right? You can't see anything. But when they light them up, there's no signs of anybody being through there with, you know, like with a light. There's no like scorch marks or black marks.
Anywhere. Wow, that's interesting.
So why have they made all these tunnels, and why are they so complex, and how are all those people seeing?
It's either they had
torches.
Too much. Yeah, well, this is the thing. I don't know the answers.
Yeah, well, don't tell me that. I thought you did.
You've been flummoxed by pyramids this week, haven't you?
I have. But yeah, look at them. It's interesting. And don't go to Mrs. Brown. Or go to Mrs.
Can you
Brown, Adam stand
and
outside
with
and laugh
Rob
at people.
She's undone a sea monster chain. Thank you very much, my son.
Thank you, Rob.
No, thank you.